Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes. Hey, 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 everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy. BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. Yes, powered by Blog Talk. I know many of you guys see the postings and all the announcements and the great news we received from Blog Talk. Definitely just appreciate the support from the partners that we work with over at Blog Talk Radio. As you guys know, Blog Talk is one of the world's, it is the world's largest web talk radio platform. They have over 1 million people per day that hit their site to listen in to the many, many talk shows. I mean, you know, just radio, internet type of platform where everything's going. You know, we all everything's going digital. So just want to say a big thanks to Blog Talk being a featured host for their platform, which is huge, putting us top 5% of business talk show, talk radio platform through their network. It is Monday, everyone, 2/4/2013, 10 days from Valentine's Day. Love day. So we got a perfect, perfect show for you today because ladies, and this is for the ladies now, men, I'm just going to say I'm going to leave it to you. But ladies, I have a wonderful, wonderful guest for you guys today to get you prepped for that sweet, sweet Valentine's Day. Looking nice for your sweetie. 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles and San Diego. It is finally warming up here on the West Coast. It was chilly for a minute, but it's beautiful, beautiful, very beautiful, clear skies, just that southern, sunny California type of day. Very excited. We're looking forward to heading up to Malibu, California this coming weekend. Going to be hanging out with Rebecca Taylor and Vince, top designer for their fashion show in support of, you know, women and children and homelessness heroes for Hope event that they have annually. So very, very excited to see the great works that they're going to be putting throughout the community out there in Malibu to support the Union Rescue and Union Rescue Mission and homelessness. So just very, very excited about that. At Kalithia, you guys can follow me on Twitter, BGE, BillGrownEnjoy.com. Be sure to sign up, subscribe as a member. That way you can keep in the loop of all the things that are going on because, as you guys know, there is so much going on. There's a lot of movement taking place. Be sure to also like our Facebook page. A lot of great things. You know, I post up, team members post up, everyone post up on Facebook.com, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Just absolutely just an honor on this this Monday to just really, 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 you know, see the vision and the movement come alive with BGE being a featured host with the Blog Talk, with our Blog Talk partners. So, yeah, yesterday was Super Bowl, everyone, and, you know, I got to say, it's been a while since I have actually sat down and really watched a Super Bowl. I'm not a big football fan through the season, but Super Bowl I usually do watch. And I'll tell you, I usually just watch because of the commercials. But this year I was really into the game, into, you know, the entertainment because, you know, of course, you know, the divas were in the house. I mean, Jennifer, Alicia, Beyonce, Michelle, Kelly, those girls ripped it. I mean, they ripped it so hard they blew the power out, and that's what I'm talking about. So, you know, I just want to say, you know, it was just awesome, an awesome day enjoying the game and just all the entertainment. Just congrats to the Ravens. Great season, great game, just awesome, awesome, awesome game. And a lot of people were tweeting me, you know, we were pretty viral on Twitter yesterday, you know, CBS and, you know, of course, you know, we do everything, you know, on the go web, internet. So it was funny. A lot of people were tweeting me and asking me what was my favorite commercial. So I'm gonna tell everyone on the air today, and those of you that are listening ask me that, and you know, I've got to retweet it out so those can know. But it was the Taco Bell commercial, the one with the big popper song and the guy walking with his baby. It was so funny to me. And then they had the song in Spanish. That was my favorite commercial, I have to say. That was awesome. I was actually looking for it, you know, trying to post it, but I could not find it. So I'm going to look at it and see if I can get it posted. Out for people, you know. I know many of you guys saw it, but that is my favorite. That was my favorite commercial. A lot of people like the Tide commercial, but I loved all the Taco Bells, especially with the elderly. That was hilarious. So Taco Bell got me this year with their commercials. Like I said, just Super Bowl 2013, just the best show I've seen in a long time, best game. You know, Working Divas are in the house, you know. Jennifer was absolutely beautiful, all of them are, but Jennifer, her skin was just glowing, and her lipstick was just popping, and see, that it is just perfect timing. You know, it's all about timing, because today, you know, I have an awesome, awesome working diva joining us, and I got questions. I even had questions about how do we get that look, and you know what, it's just perfect that we have her on the air, you know, to speak about, you know, cosmetic skincare, you know, live from the ATL, you know, while we're on the go, you know, and that's what it's about with us working divas, you know. Not only we juggle so much, we gotta make sure everything's running, but at the same time, we always gotta look great doing it. And I have a very, very special guest with me today, and she is not only, you know, assisting ladies with the confidence and, you know, you too are beautiful is their tagline. But just basically J. Jill mission, you know, is to provide, you know, to value customers and models and makeup artists, professionals, affordable makeup for all. You know, you go into the MAC, you know, counters, we go into the, you know, department stores, the makeups can, they run pretty expensive, and, you know, even though they're great for the skin and, you know, give us that look that we want. But, you know, it's just awesome that Jay is offering this to the many ladies, you know. But the most important thing that drew me to Jay to want to present this to you all is that Jay Jill Cosmetic by Jay St. Williams, that's her name. She's building self-esteem, you know. It helps to bring about the self-esteem from within, you know, many women. And like I said, her tag 9, you too are beautiful. And it's just, you know, what I loved about it also was bringing out the diva within. So it's absolutely a pleasure to have her with us today. And welcome, working diva. How are you?
Wonderful. How are you?
I am good. You know, I was sitting here, like I said, before we got on air. I'm on your website. Girl, your website got me feeling empowered. I'm just listening to the music. It's just popping me up, getting me ready to be in that room. Like, where it working, girls on the runway. So I'm excited to have you with us today, Jay.
JSW Models and Productions website.
yes. You have a lot going on, because not just, you know, you don't just do cosmetic and skincare. You have, like you said, the models and production piece of your company. Beautiful, gorgeous pictures of the many different things that's going on. So let's go ahead and let everyone know who you are and a little bit about your company as a whole.
Oh, okay. Well, like you said, my name is Jill St. Williams, and I go by Jay on set. A lot of people that I've met on set, they call me Jay because they can't remember Jill. So that's where I came up with the name for my company, Jay Jill Cosmetics. And I'm a wife, entrepreneur, model, actress, background actress, whatever name you want to give it. But I love working on set. I love doing fashion shows, and I love acting and modeling and just shopping. I just love the whole thing. You know, anything in the entertainment industry, I'm addicted to it.
And I love the saying, like you said, I was trying to say it exactly, because I was actually trying to pull it up. You know, usually when I'm doing my interviews, I'm you know, I'm a social media freak, so I'm going through everything, and I see it right here. And here's what I was looking for. Achieving maximum diva potential is essential. I love it. I love it, girlfriend. So tell us more about that.
Well, I was raised to believe before you leave the house, you must have yourself together. And
right.
My mom and my dad was a stickler on that. And it gets under my skin when I see young ladies out and about in the stores with these sleeping caps on, the pajamas on, and the bedroom shoes on. And that, I want to just pull them over to the side and say, look, baby, this is a no-no. But
the Jerry Curl plastic cap.
It's that little black silk sleeping cap, you know, that everybody gets from the beauty supply store. That really irks me, you know. So, really, I don't even have one. And I have a silk scarf for which it always ends up on the floor. But I just don't believe in, you know, going outside in public without having my hair done or something, whether it's pulled back in a neat ponytail, some lip gloss, you know, something. You know, to make myself
presentable. Well, I've seen many of your before and after pictures. And for those of you that are listening, head on over to JSW Models and Productions.com. The before and after pictures are just amazing with the work. Now, what made you want to get into this besides just be a diva yourself? But what really, really triggered it for you to step out, you know, and want to make a difference for so many working women and women on the go today?
Well, Kalithia, I must give credit to my mother. And before she passed, she told me, she said, baby, she said, I want you to live your life to the fullest, you know, and if there's anything that you want to do, you know, attempt to do it, try to do it, you know, but just be happy. And so in between, after she passed, actually, is when I started getting back into doing the extra work and more
right.
into shows and, you know, stuff like that. And that's when I decided to pursue it, because growing up, I had the opportunity to meet my first set of Ebony Fashion Fair models when my mom had her hair salon. And so that's pretty much what triggered the modeling thing. And as far as the acting, I had the opportunity to work on set Drop Dead Diva. I did that three times. And once I did it that first time, I was immediately hooked. So therefore, there's a lot of things that come into play, you know, with that, what drives me and everything. So it's just a variety, a combination of stuff.
And you just launched in 2012, so that's just awesome. And, you know, there's just, you know, you're really making a difference, because I can see some of your clientele through your website, through your Facebook page. You look like a very busy woman.
And I am. I can't even sleep at night for getting ideas running through my mind. I have to jump up, write stuff down, or have a thought, or might speak it out just so that I can remember it. I might not
right.
remember, but my husband here remembering you were talking in your sleep.
Hey, that's a working diva, because I tell you, I do it all the time, too. And sometimes my children look at me like, Mom, are you okay? But it's in the mind is turning.
But yeah,
the mind is turning. Oh, boy.
And everything, and I started getting into the makeup the last fashion show that I was in with Miss Linda Scott down in Fort Lauderdale, and the young ladies that were there I met from Atlanta, and some other ladies that were modeling in the show, and they was asking, well, who did your makeup? Who can you do my makeup for me? You know, because we were getting to the final call when it was time to go out on stage, and so everybody couldn't get their makeup done by the makeup artists that were there. So,
right.
I did a few people, and I was like, okay, well, I'm digging it, you know. So I just had a lot of compliments on my makeup, and so I just started practicing on other people. I just have a God-given talent, you know, and from watching my mom do hair and makeup, and she had her own little mini eyeshadow collection in the salon as well. So therefore, it just jumps from that.
Right. Okay. Only 15 minutes behind the hour of 3 p.m. in Atlanta, 12 p.m. here on the west side of things. And I have J. Jill Cosmetics founder and CEO Jill St. Williams on the air with me, speaking of her phenomenal company, which helped change it and is changing the lives of many women by building self-esteem, helping with self-confidence, and like she said, achieving that maximum diva potential. And with her cosmetics and skincare line, you know, that's affordable. That's affordable, everyone. So you definitely want to, you can follow her on Twitter at Karma Briscoe. Is that what it is? CarameLBriskeR. Or head on over to her website, which is JSWModelsAndAndProductions.com. She's not only doing this just as individual. Now, this is what I want you to speak about also, Jay. You do bridal, models, fashion show, which I have someone I'm going to link you with because I got a call from someone that was needing to, about to put on a local community fashion show in Atlanta, and I think I need to link you to. But talk a little more about those and how you assist in those areas.
Okay. Well, and I forgot also, Khalidia, I need to mention, too, that I'm a full-time correction officer. Mm. And a lot of – I work
a demon and a gun. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, don't let the makeup fool you.
Okay, she will put it down.
But a lot of things have went on. I missed out on a lot of events, mainly due to my work schedule, but I wanted to focus mainly on doing mobile makeup services, and especially here in the Florida area in Gainesville, there's not a lot of people that's offering mobile makeup services. So I wanted to offer mobile makeup services for brides and fashion shows and stuff like that. But there's really not a lot going on here. We might have Gainesville Fashion Week, you know, once a year. And it's okay, I suppose.
So you work between the two cities, Atlanta and Gainesville, correct? I should have mentioned that. You work between
the two cities. I do a lot of extra work there in Atlanta, and I have family. My sister's there in Atlanta. I do a lot of work in Atlanta, and then I have another young lady. She was my first hairstylist when I moved to Atlanta back in 88. Her name is Shonda. She's a hairstylist and makeup artist. So we've been talking on some things of trying to get, you know, get put something together where we could be a mobile glam squad.
Right. And, you know, it's so needed, you know, especially for the young ladies. You know, the next generation up and coming is just, it's needed. Nothing wrong with that.
It's going to take time for me to be able to, you know, participate in more events and, you know, and do certain things, you know, that I actually want to do and put more focus on. So I know God has a plan for me, so I'm just being patient.
Exactly. Let them just guide you right on through it. And they can see more on the makeup at jcosmetic.com, correct? And order directly from that site?
Correct.
Okay.
And it's the pure PayPal credit card server.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we were kind of chit-chatting yesterday during the Super Bowl, and I told you, I said, woo! And I'll be honest, this might just be for me, you know, especially with me coming, you know, going to the catwalk this weekend. But Jennifer Hudson, lipstick girl, was popping. Please, I don't know if you got a chance. You said you were working or you were tied up.
Yeah,
but I don't know if you had time.
I was still on shift, and so I didn't get to see the beginning of it. But I did see Beyonce, and yes. Her makeup was flawless. It was flawless.
Tell the ladies how they can get that look.
Well, first you would need to get I like to use dual powder, but you would get your dual powder or liquid foundation powder, whatever it is that you would prefer, preferably J. Jill dual powder.
Mm-hmm.
And look on myself, I would use my shade, which is N95. And it looks as though she had a nice smoky eye, so I would use, you can actually use my my gel. It's kind of a mixture of a gel and powdered eyeliner to give that smoky eye effect, you know, and kind of conceal around the eyes a little bit and a nice nude lip.
Right.
She was simple but flawless.
Yes. Flawless with the entertainment, too, because she blew the power out. I mean, yeah. That, she turned it out yesterday.
Exactly. She blew the power out, you know, so.
Beyonce's not playing. She's not playing at all. So go ahead and, you know, let everyone know all your sites, how they can follow you from Facebook, Twitter, your websites, just to hear from you, and how they can get some of your products. You know, to get those that flawless look.
Oh, okay. Yes, you can reach me if you want to book a party or book me for any of my mobile makeup services. You can contact me at jgelcosmetics@gmail.com. You can also log on to Facebook and at facebook.com/jgelcosmetics. And also you can go to twitter.com/jgelbeauty. That's the number 4 in you. And also you can go to twitter.com/CaramelBrisker. And also, I'm going to throw this in too, Kalithia. I am a blog contributor for blingandbeauty.com, which is out in L.A., and my editor-in-chief is Tracy Brown. So y'all come on and check out our beauty reviews, makeup tips, and event information, and we just have a lot of information on that website, and that's www.blingandbeauty.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I am Jill the Princess Diva.
Oh, boy, are you. Awesome. Say that website once again so they can see your go to your contributing magazine site to read your articles.
Okay, it's www.blingingbeauty.com.
Awesome. And then, you know, like with us too, you know, workingdivas.com, another great site for women, you know, us encouraging each other. You know, ladies, today is Monday, so that's Money Mondays. Head on over there. I think Karen got some great articles up on that work-life balance. And, of course, you guys know I'm there talking about the finances, you know, getting that money right.
I know that's right.
We all fall in that pit. We get caught up in stuff, and you just be like, what in the world was I thinking? But, you know, it ain't how you fall. It's how you get back up, you know. So definitely share my expertise on that piece, you know, to anyone that I can help. So that's workingdivas.com. Get on over to Jade's website. Get beautified for the upcoming Valentine's Day, which you have some gift sets on sale.
Yes.
Can you talk a little bit about that?
These are the Valentine gift sets, and I will suggest if you're interested in buying by now before they are discontinued because the manufacturer, they actually sent an email out last night that they will have the gift sets as long as they're in stock, but as soon as they run out, that's going to be it.
So what's included in this gift set? What's included for the gift set, and how much are you selling it? How much is it on sale for?
They're $25 and $35. The gift sets are actually, it's a 3-well refillable lipstick palette. And then there's a, what we call little mini lip gloss sets. And then I have I mentioned the 3-well refillable. I always get it mixed up, but they're refillable eyeshadow palettes and lipstick palettes. So just say, for example, if you run out, you want to reorder, you could just simply go to the website and reorder your favorite colors that you like. And they come in, you know, a little small gift set, little palette.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only thing with it. I guess I probably shouldn't call it a gift set, but that's what they are. They're gift sets.
Valentine's Day. Jill Cosmetics. Founder, CEO, big time working diva.
I am everything when it comes to J-Diva and JSW.
JSW Models and Promotions, Production.com, We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And, Jay, when I get back, I want to talk about some of your accomplishments. I know you humble and you try not to say it, but we're going to talk about the you have many accomplishments in your acting career, which, you know, like you said, which brought you forth to want to share, you know, your expertise with other women. But we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to speak on that.
Okay, I'll be right here.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Welcome, I'm Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
And we are back. We are back. Welcome back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Have working diva, Jay St. Williams, founder and CEO of J. Jill Cosmetic, JSW Models and Production. It is 12:27 p.m. here on the West Coast, San Diego, Los Angeles area, 3:27 p.m. Atlanta, and we're just here discussing the wonderful, wonderful products and services that Jay has to offer to the many ladies in the world of cosmetic and skincare and self-confidence and modeling and your bridal. It just goes on and on. JSW Models and Productions.com. Got a lot of great things coming up with BGE. Get on over to BillGrownEnjoy.com. Sign up as a free member. You can follow me on Twitter at Kalithia. You can also go ahead and follow Jay at Carmel Brisker, and that's CarmelBrisker. Upcoming shows we got with BGE. You guys heard some of the, you know, Pamela Reese. We miss you, Pamela. Pamela will be back on with us. Pamela has a lot of great things going on with her ministry, the Preparation Room, and she's, you know, she had to take that time to step back, so, you know, that she's coming forth with bigger and better, so you guys better get ready. You know, sometimes you've got to step back like a tiger and then jump forward. Also, you know, this Thursday, first Thursday of every month, we have Dr. Josue Andino in Search of a Healer, Natural Ways to Stay Healthy. Couple of new shows, Jiggy Jag, which is a hit marketing, speaking on marketing, BGE presents lots of business experts when it comes to the marketing with Jiggy Jag. And then the next show that's up and coming, Jiggy, Socially Yours with Jay Wilborn. You know, she's a social media diva. And let me tell you, this girl knows the ins and out when it comes to anything in social media. Sharp, sharp, sharp. So she's going to be joining us there in the BGE radio family to speak on your social media and how to monetize that. Because you guys know, if you are not on using social media to market anything with your business or even just yourself, your brand, you're not relevant. You are not relevant. The old way is out. The new way, internet, web, social media. Would you agree with that, Jay?
I would agree.
Yeah, you're up on yours, girl. I see that. Ooh, Jay is not playing.
You would think my phone stayed glued to my hand.
Honey, I've got tablets, phones. I'm just like, you know, desktop, laptop. It's some serious, it's a serious, serious business. And I'm telling you, like, you know, I try to express this to people because so many people you know, are just learning this, you know, here in California and L.A., you know, they always hit this on and on and on and on. And, you know, they just got to stay like that because, you know, you're in Hollywood and, you know, marketing is huge out there.
Right.
But, you know, just kind of bringing that, you know, that information back to, you know, Atlanta, you know, setting up the team is in place. People will pay you. You hit a certain number per tweet, per posting. That's how serious it is.
Well, and you know what? I've had inbox messages to where their people are inboxing me like, hey, you want to buy some tweets, you know, to build up your fans? I'm like, I don't want to buy Twitter followers.
But, you know, and that's what I'm saying. You're buying it for the numbers, and people got to know, when you buy those Twitter followers or you buy your Facebook followers, yeah, you know, they're not real people. They're just dummies
yeah.
to give you the numbers. Now, you can use some of that, but you need to make sure that you are actually building your fan base and, you know, how you do it. A lot of people
think
you're on social media, Jay, and you're just supposed to sit there. You have to interact with the people, just like you're talking face-to-face with them. And that's how you do it.
That's what I like. That's what, you know, what I'm trying to do. And so far, thank God, I've developed a nice little fan base, and I have some nice customers, and I try to contact them when they receive their products. They send me pictures, you know, of them in the JGL product, you know, so I like to try to communicate. I don't want to be one of those people where I'm just untouchable, you know, the majority of the celebs, you're untouchable, you know. I don't want that to, you know, to be me.
And that's why they call it social media, to be social. Now, I want to talk about your acting career. You have some great accomplishments on record, which started in 2009. You appeared in Lifetime movies. You've been in, Drop Dead Diva, Season 1, Season 2. Tell us a little more about that.
Oh, well, I stumbled into Drop Dead Diva, actually. I participated in a fashion show out of Atlanta with Yolanda Zelis, and we were on Facebook one morning, and she asked if I would be interested in being an extra on a show called Drop Dead Diva. I was, sure, you know, no problem. So I got the information, submitted my info, and I was contacted and booked, basically. And so my first time on set, I was like, okay, I can dig this. I love it, I love it, I love it. And so ever since then, you know, if there's anything that I'm interested in, you know, I try to submit for it. But if it's not on a schedule to where I can actually, you know, attend it, then I won't book it. You know, by me having this crazy work schedule that I have, it's kind of difficult to work the things that I actually want to work, you know, but so far, I've had a speaking role in this movie. It's actually going around to the film festival that's called Veer, where I played another officer, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Gordon movie. I was filmed in Jacksonville. And what actually is coming out on February 8th is Identity Thief with T.I. and Mars Chestnut.
Yes.
And Jason Bateman and Melissa McCarthy. I was an extra in the office scene. And hope I got some good camera time.
You got IMDb credits also, so that's awesome.
Mhm. I did get some IMDb credits because I take my vouchers seriously. You know, I update my IMDb page, you know, and let them know, look, I was on set.
Right. And that's the first place they go. That's
you know, I want my credit.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And the other latest one was Tyler Perry Good Deeds, where they actually surprised me in that clip because that was one of the scenes that they showed pretty much nationally. And I really didn't know I was in that particular scene or that particular picture that they took and launched it nationally until one of the inmates had showed me the newspaper. And they were like, Ms. Williams, we know what you do when you're not at work. And taking the newspaper at me, I'm like, what? Look, what you doing in the paper? I'm like, in the paper? And lo and behold, there I was.
So you're on the cover of the Good Deeds? The cover of the Good Deeds, or they just had you alongside with Tyler and Gabrielle? Or
yeah, one of the commercial clips where when Tyler walked out of the Deeds Corporation to get on a motorcycle, and about to throw him the jacket.
Right.
Well, after about a second, I passed by, and I'm wearing like a cream color.
Suit.
Yeah, that's me.
That is you. Oh, that's awesome.
You saw it?
Yeah, I see it.
My nose up.
Yeah, look at that diva in the back. I wonder if she got that down underneath that jacket.
Exactly. Yeah, that's me.
That's awesome. I bet you that was just exciting. So were you able to, so you've met Mr. Perry. What was it like working with him?
Oh, it was fun. I like working with Tyler. I'm looking to try and get back on some more sets. I know he has a couple of other things that they're doing now in Atlanta, but I just haven't been able to submit to them because when they need it, I'm scheduled to work.
Right. Well, that's just exciting. That's exciting. Well, you know, I like to go into the show, towards before we end it. And right now we have about 15 more minutes left of the show. And for those of you that are just joining us, I'm on air with Jay St. Williams, founder, CEO of JGL Cosmetics. Empowering women, self-confidence, all around just bringing the best out of women, not just, nationally, but globally. And, your makeup line, I wanted to point that out. It's not just for women of color. You actually have some influence for those that are, for the women of color coming in from, different cultures, the Caribbean. Tell us a little more about that.
Yes, not only did I want to provide a variety of shades for women of color, although, because it's hard for us to match foundations, and put the right thing without looking like we're casket sharp.
Girl.
I wanted to provide shades for everybody, for everyone from, whether if you're Caucasian, Hispanic, white, it doesn't matter, whatever it is that you might have as your favorite, hopefully I have that shade. If I don't have that shade, let me know, and I will try my best to get it because I have a manufacturer that has a variety of colors. I just couldn't list them all on the site because I was so anxious to, to launch it and get it out there. And I load stuff at least maybe once or twice a week, different shades. So I want to be able to, to cater to everyone. So I've created JGL for young, hot, and sexy chicks and for the classy and sophisticated women, all the above.
Right, right, right. Well, can you leave us today with words of encouragement for those women that maybe are, needing that, self-confidence or going through some emotional things? Because there's so much going on throughout our community to uplift them.
Well, Kalithia, when I'm looking back on me, and my experiences and challenges that I've gone through, and especially with dealing with the loss of my mother, I had to find something, that kept me going. And
right.
Just being busy because she was heavily into makeup and hair and, and everything. So, and I know I drive my husband crazy with all these wigs and makeup in the bathroom, but hey, it's natural. It comes with, so it's nothing I just made up or just created and started out the blue. It's always
right.
been. But if you have a dream, I would say pursue it. If you have a passion, follow it, And you got to have faith. Step out, So that's what I've basically just been doing, having faith and just stepping out, on that faith and just pray and stay focused.
Yeah, awesome, 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 awesome words of encouragement. Let everyone know how they can follow you, contact you once again.
Okay, you can shop the website at www.j-jillcosmetics.com. You can like me on Facebook at facebook.com/jjillcosmetics. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/jjillbeauty 4U, that's the number 4, and also at Caramel Brisker, CaramelBrisker.
Awesome, awesome. Well, it was absolutely a pleasure having you join me today. You know, I'm honored, you know. And it's great, you know, the work that you're doing, because we need so many more of our sister friends and women like you, you know, because that's what we have to do. We have to uplift everyone. And, you know, I just send my continued blessings to your company, JGL Cosmetics. And I look forward to, you know, meeting you in the future. I'm sure we're going to meet, you know, with the many things Bill Grun and Joy has going on in Atlanta. I might need you to do my makeup.
Hey, of course.
I want that lipstick that Jennifer had on. See, now you're going to go search it.
I definitely will. I'm going to go on Google and
look. I love her lipstick.
Look her picture. I truly will.
Yeah, so, you know, I just really enjoyed this interview. And, you know, like I said, my continued blessings to you and JGL Cosmetics.
Thank you. And I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. And there you guys have it, JGL Cosmetics, working diva. Do not mess with her. You heard her. Huh. Drop you. She will drop you. St. Williams, awesome, awesome, awesome lady, beauty consultant, model, actress, I mean, all around just a wonderful, wonderful spirit. Her brand has been carefully selected for her brand of cosmetics, and division of Jay's Cosmetic Company, like I said, is changing the lives of so many working women in today's world by offering affordable, trendy, and quality cosmetic that allows each woman to reach her full diva potential. So get on over to her website, JSWModelsAndProductions.com. Follow her on Twitter at CaramelBrisker. And that's going to conclude our show for today. It's just been wonderful for each of you to listen in today. I always thank you guys. We have some awesome, 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 awesome shows. I mean, so much more to come. You guys have just been, you know, going viral, hitting me up and just viral overall with BGE. Did you guys see the many upcoming guests? And whoo, one big one is coming this Wednesday, and that's my girl, Karen White. Yes, Karen White is joining me Wednesday, 3 p.m. And remember, if you cannot catch any of our shows live, all of our shows are archived. You go to BillGrunenjoy.com, click listen, and you can go back all the way to my first show. Don't laugh at me, but you can go back to the first show. And you can, Jay, girl, you know, radio is new to me. I'm a financer. And, you know, it's just amazing how God just puts you in places that you least expected. But, yes, you can go back to the first show if you want a good laugh. And but you can catch all of our shows on BillGrunenjoy.com. But Karen White is joining me on Wednesday. I'm very excited to have her. She has a new album out, Carpedema, Sister, one of her hit singles, Seize the Day. I mean, just awesome, awesome. I'm also looking forward to meeting her at the upcoming Executive Prep Gala on February 20th that's being hosted at the Vivana in Los Angeles. So those of you in the L.A. area that is listening to this broadcast, get your tickets, because the elite of Hollywood is coming out, and BGE will be on site. We are going to be there just mingling with everyone and really just supporting Omar with the new financial literacy school that is being launched in South Central Los Angeles. And I can tell you, I was speaking to Omar in Atlanta. We are next. So it's going to be awesome, awesome to start teaching our leaders of tomorrow about that money, because that's what it's all about. So it's just been absolutely a pleasure, you guys, joining me today. And I give all my blessings to each and every one of you guys. Just such an inspiration overall, you know, just such an inspiration. Thank you, Blog Talk, for the continued support. BillGrunenjoy.com, get on over there and subscribe. Remember, BGE TV, make sure you subscribe, because a lot of this audio is coming visual to you soon. You guys are really going to start seeing things happen. Lots of great things being planned for 2013. And 2014 is just going to blow you away what we're coming in with. So BillGrowAndEnjoy.com so you can keep in the loop of everything. Have a great, great rest of your day, everyone. Have a great day tomorrow. And I will be back here, like I said, with Ms. Karen White on Wednesday at 3 p.m. sharp. She will be on the air. We're going to be playing some of her singles and talking about all the latest things that she has going on, including an upcoming tour that's in place with some huge, big, heavy hitters. So have a great day, you guys, and as I always tell you, be blessed and enjoy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.
I have one thing to say. You better work.